Case number 10886, Home Depot USA, Inc., west of Route 1 Coastal Highway, approximately 368 feet south of Road 276 Shady Road. A variance from the minimum number of parking spaces requirement.
Yes, sir. You need to, please.
Name and address.
Doug Liberman, 910 South Chapel Street, Newark, Delaware.
And you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do. Hi, my name is Doug Liberman with Larson Engineering, here representing Home Depot, the property owner, and also the developer, Chesapeake Group, LLC. We're seeking variance from Article 12, Section 115, 162A for a reduction of the parking requirement by 58 spaces. This will allow the construction of a 9,900 square foot retail building on the southeast corner of the property. Existing Home Depot site has 907 spaces provided for 876 required. The proposal would allow the creation of a separate parcel that would stand on its own for parking while decreasing the parking required for the Home Depot site by 58 parking spaces. What we're looking at is this site was caught up in the ordinance 1328, the plus 20 ordinance for parking. So the site really, as it sits right now, has way more parking than what it truly needs to serve the Home Depot. So everybody clear what the area that we're looking at and how we're looking to do this on based on the site plans that you guys have been provided? Okay, well, I'll go through the Board of Adjustment, the standards for relief. And then I have an exhibit to get to you to kind of show what we're looking at here. As far as the uniqueness character, there's the parking area that we're looking at doing for the proposed development is already segregated off from the site as an additional pad site. It's between the main entry drive into the site, the main drive in front of the Home Depot, and the Tokyo restaurant to the south of the property. So it already looks like its own separate pad site. And if you look at where those parking spaces are located, they're very inconvenient to the Home Depot site at their entrance itself. And I'd really be surprised if anyone has really used those parking spaces as a visitor to the Home Depot. exceptional practical difficulty with this is the plus 20 ordinance itself. I think this is more related to multiple tenant, large scale developments, such as the outlet malls, as opposed to like a one user, one tenant Home Depot type store that we're looking at. The possibility of development, can the property be developed in strict conformance with the zoning ordinance? Again, that would be no, because the plus 20 ordinance really provides enough parking on site, or requires the parking on site for the Home Depot alone. The addition of a 9,000 square foot building would create a deficit to that ordinance. Variance necessary to enable reasonable use of the property? Yes, it is. Looking at the overall site plan, this pad of parking sits over there as a totally separate parking area, and looks like a separate pad site to the south. So I think it's reasonable to assume that that area would be able to be developed for retail use. And the difficulty created by the applicant, no, I don't believe so, as the 20%, the plus 20% ordinance really restricts any further development of the site. And what I have here, I'll go and provide you guys copies of this. And so,
hand them all to her.
I'll pass them all down for you.
17. What am I? Should be 8 copies.
Thank you, buddy.
The area that I guess you're going to segregate has listed Advanced Auto Parts on it.
Yes.
Is that the proposed tenant?
It's proposed use.
Okay. Is there enough parking on that new parcel to meet the code requirements?
Yes, sir. That'll stand on its own.
Okay. I don't think the board would want them coming in 6 months saying we need a variance for four parking spaces when you had more than enough.
Right. Exactly. And the flip side to this is when you take out that 9,000, you add in that 9,000 square foot, we still have parking that would meet the standard parking ordinance, one per 200 plus the number of employees. The plus 20 ordinance proposes or requires an additional 146 parking spaces to be added to the site, which really bulks up your paved impervious area for more than what they really need. So what I've given you is some aerial photos that we Google Maps, Google Earth took off of there. And the photos were taken July 4th, 2010. So they're fairly recent. And I looked on the site and you look at the Home Depot site, there's 59 cars parked in the parking lot that day. And I thought, well, it's kind of, it's a holiday. People might not be at Home Depot or whatever. Or might not even be shopping, they'll be on the beach. But the second and third page has aerials of the two Tanger outlets south of here, located on Route 1, and totally jam-packed. And it kind of gets to my point where the plus 20 ordinance really is looking to provide additional parking for these plus 75,000 square foot centers that have multiple tenants. You're going to have multiple people coming from all over to come to these stores. Where Home Depot is something you just go to when you need to get something, where you've got the outlets is really ends up being a destination down here at the beach area.
It's where you go when you don't need something.
Yeah. Don't need something, but your kids think they need it. How about that?
That's a good one.
So as far as the effects on the surrounding area, back to the standards, will the variance alter the essential character in the neighborhood? No, the surrounding area is all commercial. There's a pad site for the Tokyo restaurant right to the south of this. As far as will a variance substantially impair the property for the development of the adjacent property, the adjoining property is already developed. We're tying in with their traffic patterns. The new store, again, sits as its own pad site. It doesn't affect any of existing travel ways in the least bit. And will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? And again, no, it would not. It's another pad site on the existing site. And really about the only thing that's going to change is some additional landscaping that ends up going in there on the site. So the drive aisles are maintained. The entrance isn't being modified. Kind of fit to be developed for a pad site. If you have any questions, I can answer them, or we have a representative of Home Depot here also that could answer your questions if need be.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Bertman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
I believe you did state that there would be some revisions to the traffic pattern in the pad site. Oh, there would not be. Okay.
Yeah. If you look on the second sheet of the plan provided to you, there's an existing drive aisle that goes up to from the Tokyo restaurant onto this pad site. That will be maintained. The main entry drive into the Home Depot is going to stay the same.
I misunderstood you. Thank you.
Mr. Mills? Mr. Burrow?
Susan, the planning and zoning won't require a new site plan for the Home Depot, will they?
No. Just for the
for the new, the one that's mm-hmm. been taken out? Mm-hmm.
Correct. We met with planning first, and they said we had to come here first to get this variance before we can move forward with the site plan for the Advance Auto and retail.
Okay, sir. Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has stated his case well, the uniqueness in that it is in a high-traffic area, like other types of retail space, and certainly necessary to make better use, I guess, of the property. Let's see, we're all the central character of the neighborhood, and a minimum to afford relief for the purpose. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,886.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,886. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.